Hey, just a quick ha'ara before we start with the psukim. I was just looking. The Gaon has a cheshbon of the Shmitan and Yovels. The Gaon makes a whole cheshbon b'chlal of all the Shmitas and Yovels that they missed, that Klal Yisrael didn't keep, to add up to the 70. Chazal say there were 70 Shmitas and Yovels they missed, and that's why the Golus Bava was 70 years. But he has a quick, I looked quickly at the cheshbon during the Yimei HaShoftim, and it should come out that, depending on whether you go with Rav Yehuda, that the 50th year is also the first year. The Machlekes Tanoim, whether the way Yovel works is every 50th year is Yovel. So year 50 is Yovel, year 100 is Yovel, 150 is Yovel, 200 is Yovel, like that. Or Yovel also counts as the first year of the next cycle. So year 50 is Yovel, but then year 99 is Yovel, and year 148 is Yovel, and 197 is Yovel, and that's the way it would work. So, depending, it would basically be that in the 10 years that Elimelech was away, I think according to both Cheshbonos, should have come out of Yovel, a Shmita and a Yovel. Which is interesting, as it was a Rav, right? And in the middle of the Rav was a Shmita and a Yovel. This is the very beginning. Whatever it is, this whole story with Ibsan, it should be taking place within the first 10 years. Again, doing a very quick cheshbon, but it should have come, that's what it looks to me like, it would come out within the first 10 years of the Yovel cycle. At the Negei, we're going to see when the fields go back, but either way, it was well in the distance. It was more than 40 years, the next Yovel. But it just hit me now that, in other words, the Rav counted 2 years at a Rav, or anyway, Yovel and Shmita and Yovel, maybe 3 years at a Rav, depending on, I don't know when the first Shmita was. That'll have to work out. But, yeah, so it would be Negei, the Cheshbon we're going to make in a minute. Okay, but let's take it from the famous Pasuk of Chalifin, right? We're up to Pasuk Zion. The Goyal just said he doesn't want to do it, and Boyaz is going to be the Goyal. So, Pasuk Zayin, V'zayis lefanim b'Yisrael al agulav al temura v'kayim kol dovor shalaf ish na'alo even osan l'reyehu V'zayis ha'teudah b'Yisrael. So let's translate first. V'zayis lefanim b'Yisrael, this always was in Klal Yisrael. Al agula, Rashi says geula means mechira, when you're buying something, selling something. V'al ha'temura, when you're trading something. L'kayim kaldover, in order to establish what anything that's happening, shalaf ish na'al even asanve, a person would take off his na'al and give it to his friend. There's a pellet to me over here. I'd heard it before, but the targum here is, if you take a look at the targum, we'll see some more in the targum. There's a lot of targum on this pasuk, which is very interesting. But utla gavar yas nartek yad yemine va'oishet be'kinyin l'chavre. He would take off the nartek. A nartek is a container, right, a holder, for his right hand. You know, the targum nal is not shoe, but glove. Nartek yad yamine. Now, clearly, as we know from Yevamos, right, v'chalatz ish nalay, right, v'chalatz nalay me'al raglay, is clearly a shoe. It's not a glove. I don't know what the why the targum here on nal is a glove. No, because there she's taking it off. He's taking it off. You don't have somebody else taking it off. Agav is a shtickle pella. Here they're doing yibum and not chalitza. It's got to be dvarim begav that the shalav is now even us on the reyayu. There's a F is something over here. I did see. I will mention. I'll say quick. I saw that Rabbi Krasner brings from Rishayim that they make a diuk. They say that in the chalitza there's really two parts. One is the pattering her, and the other one is the kinyan of the Arusha, that it's not going to the brother who's the when he does chalitza he doesn't get the Arusha. So the chalitza sanal is the kinyan on that. I don't know exactly what that means in the because she's not mutal l'shuk without that either. So I don't know exactly how that works. But this epis. There's some sort of kinyan mammon taking place with the chalitza also. So I don't know. It's just it's not a coincidence that there's Shalaf Ishnale over here and Mechotza Nale Me'a Ragle. I'm not sure how to put the two pieces together. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Targum here is I don't know why. I don't know what forced the Targum to teach Nile as a glove. But whatever it is, but he take Shalaf Ishnale and also, hey, we take off, let's say, his shoe or his glove. And he would give it to his friend. V'zayis ha-te'udo b'Yisrael. And this, Rashi brings, is mishpat ha-edus. In other words, this is the way they would set up the edus for something in Klal Yisrael. So we're talking here, and also in Bamatzia, about kinyan chalipin. Now, before we talk, we'll talk a little bit, but there's two types of kinyan chalipin. There's negei in many sugyas. One type of kinyan chalipin is what we call a trade, right? So I'm trading you my mishle for your rus, right? So or my cow for your horse. So the way we do it is one side makes the kinyan and the other side is automatically kinyan. Whenever we talk about kinyan, we mean what kinyan does is now the deal is done. You can't back out anymore until the kinyan takes place. Let's say we agree, I'll sell you my horse for my cow. So I change my mind. There might be a concept you're not supposed to mechaser amana sometimes, that you're not supposed to lie, but that's a separate issue that doesn't make it that the kinyan doesn't work. Here, if once one side does meshicha on their side of the kinyan, let's say you're kind of my horse, so I'm automatically, I own your cow. It's now my cow. If the cow dies, it's my tough luck. If it has a baby, it's my schus. Right, that's the whole sugya of what, if you don't know when it was born, the whole sugya might be chavei alvaray or barakama, the whole sugya. But lemaisa, the end of the day is the kinyan doesn't take place until one side makes a kinyan as soon as that. When I'm buying something, that's a whole shaila in the Gemara Bava Metzia. If I pay money, so then is that a kinyan? Is that not a kinyan? But the meshicha, whether that's dairaisa or not. But midrabanan, if I pay money, I'm not kinyan. Even if I paid you already, you could still back out. I could still back out. It's only once you do the kinyan meshicha on the object that's being nicked. Chalipin, there's two sides. There's a separate type of kinyan chalipin, which we learn out from here, which is when you do basically a formal act that makes it that I'm kinyan. So basically, let's say I'm buying a field from you, or I'm buying a horse from you. Right, it could be karka or metaltlin. The kinyan chalipin works. So what we do is we make a kinyan. We'll see how we do that in a minute on a keli, and by making that kinyan on the keli, the kinyan takes place. So now there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Which way is the keli going? Is the keli you use kalef shel kaina or kalef shel makna? So let's act it out here, Mayor. Let's act it out with kalef shel kaina, right? So let's say I'm buying your safer rus over there. Right, so I'll give you my pen. Right, I'm the kaina. Right, you're the makna. I'll give you my pen. You'll make a kinyan on my pen. Right, and by you making kinyan on my pen, I'm kaina. You're sefer rus. Right, most of us run into a kinyan chalipin. Why you do mechiras chametz? I'm sure everybody did it this year. Mechiras chametz beis Hashem by yichasana. You make a kinyan by the tanayim, by the ksuba. Right, you make a kinyan. You do a ma'isa kinyan. The caliph shall kaina. Right, I'm the kaina, I give it to you, I'm akna to you, and memela, I'm kaina back. And the reverse would be kalev shel makna, which would mean I take your pen, and I pick up your pen, and by being kaina your pen, I'm kaina your kinyan, I'm kaina your sefer rus. Right? Now we pass in kalev shel kaina. So I give you my pen, you make a kinyan on my pen, and memela, I get back the sefer rus. If we do it that way, we understand why it's called chalipin, it's a trade. Right, you make a kinyan on my thing, I get back the same way with the horse and the donkey. If it's both caliph shall, if it's caliph shall makna, it's not so clear why it's called the kinyan chalipin at all. There's no exchange taking place. You, right? I mean, I'm getting something, but the kaina is being making the kinyan on something and being getting something else as a result of that, as being making the kinyan. But so there's machlokes how to read the pasuk in the Gemara. Shalaf Ishna that we talked earlier. Yosef Chaim, we talked earlier, right, that by pronouns you need an antecedent, right? You remember what that meant? Anybody remember what that meant? We talked about that, right? Yeah, we did. Yeah. What? What's a pronoun? What? What's a pronoun? What's a pronoun? Yosef Chaim, educate us. What's a pronoun? Type of word, right? Yeah. Mayor, what's a pronoun?
Someone that describes place of a noun.
In place of a noun, not describes a noun. That's an adjective, right? The blue ball, the blue is an adjective, the ball is the noun, right? But if I say the blue ball bounced along the floor and it hit the wall, right? It, in that sentence, is a pronoun, right? It's referring back to the noun. It's a word that we use in place of the noun. So if I say Reuven and Shimon went to the store and he bought potatoes, so I don't know who the he is. Is it Reuven or Shimon? Here we have a pasuk that does exactly that, right? The pasuk says, Shalaf ish na'alei v'nasan l'reyeyu. A person would take off his shoe and give it to his friend, right? So now, who? There's two people in that sense. Shalaf ish na'alei, and he gives it to his friend, right? So whose shoe is it? Is it the shoe of the owner, right? Or is it the shoe of the friend? Right? It doesn't say in the pasuk who's the he in the sense. So it's Rav and Levi. One says Caleb shall kaina. One says Caleb shall makna. In our story, who's the kaina? Maisha, who's the kaina? Bayaz or the gael? Who's the kaina? Who's getting something? What? Bayaz, right? Bayaz is getting the schus in the fields, right? And the gael is giving it to him. So whose shoe it was? Is a machlekes? Was it Bayaz's shoe or the gael's shoe? Right? That's the shaila here. So we'll see it in the next pasuk also, right? We'll see the same machlekes. Who did it over here? Now, what's the beginning of the pasuk? Zeis lefanim bi Yisrael ala geulah ala tmura. So there's a machlekes rishayim bechlal, machlekes at least gedolei achrayim, whether the kinyan chalipin is a dairaisa or the rabbana. It's machlekes whether it's a dairaisa or the rabbana. The Radvaz says is Darabanan because we learn it out from Sukkim and Rus. It can't be a Dairaisa. We can't learn out halacha Dairaisas from Navi. The Navi can't tell us Dairaisa. It must be a Takanas Chachamim. Others say that Fakert, if the story in the Navi is telling you something, maybe we can learn out Dinin from there. Let's say a Navi will give Taichacha. Klal Yisrael is carrying on Shabbos. How can you do such a thing? So we could learn out the halachas of carrying on Shabbos from that teichacha. The Navi's not coming to tell you halachas. The Navi's coming to give teichacha. Memela, we see what the halacha is. Right? We find this all over. The Gemara says that the Gemara says a whole drasha Yecheskel. Yecheskel gave a whole series of halachas. The Gemara says, by Yecheskel, right? It was Hilchos and Inu, but by Yecheskel, Asmucha Akra. Yecheskel came and put it in the pasuk. Yecheskel's point was not to tell us the halachas. It was to describe the Beis Hamikdash L'Asad Lavai or some other Taichacha, or whatever exactly it was describing. It's not coming for the halachas, but he was referring to halachas that we forgot, or we don't know, or we did know, but the Gemara is saying it's in the pasuk. So here, it's telling us you're a kinyan chalipa, but kinyan chalipa could be daraisa. The Dvar Avram says that kinyan chalipa is a fundamentally different type of kinyan. The Gemara in Bab Metzia talks about something called the kinyan situmsa. Different machlekes rishayim what situmsa is, but the one we relate to the most is the rishayim hold it's a handshake. Right? Rashi doesn't learn that way, but other rishayim learn it's a handshake. Either way, what it is what's called minig asaycher. If something is the minig of people in business to make a kinyan, to finalize the kinyan a certain way, let's say there would be that there were, people would finalize a kinyan by drinking l'chai. Right? So that would make a kinyan, right? They say mazel u'bracha, right? That would be a kinyan. Kias kaf is a, maybe shayinim old, is a kinyan. Why? Because once it's the minig to be geimer, to finalize something with a handshake, so that makes the kinyan, that itself makes the kinyan. That's a, it's a drop, it's not a drabanan, it works out the minig, it works legami, it works totally. So the Bar Rav says, that's a pshat in the posik. This was the minig in Yisrael. It was lefanim bi Yisrael ala gulav ala tmura. This was the minig in Klal Yisrael. This is the way it was. That's mamash what the posik is saying. Ala gulav ala tmura by mechira or a tray, the kayin called over to establish it. Shalaf ishnalev in asan l'reyeo. They would do this chalipin. That's how they did it. That's what the Bar Rav says such a thing. Okay? You can ask a kasha from Gemara and Kedushin. On Dav Gimel, the Gemara Zahava, I mean a chalipin should work for Kedushin. So would such a thing work for kinyan for kedushin? Right, is already a massive chiddush. Right, good yesh la'ayin. Maybe that's the pshat in this for Rabbi Daskel. This maybe that's the pshat in Rashi Shita that kinyan kesef is a kinyan derabanan. Right, one of the tiny based on this daravam, it was taka takanas chachamim. But once it became a minig, it becomes a dairaisa, and mele is shaych misa and all the other things in this. I tiny this to Rabbi Weinberg Zichron Livracha. I don't know if he learned this way, but he was masking his sayable based on this driver. Okay, good. But that's Lamaisa Ulay Epis of Pshat. So it's really three ways of understanding how this Kenyan works. Now, the Malbim over here has a very geshmak of Cheshbon, which opens up the door for other things. He brings a Taisvis and Erichin. Taisvis and Erichin holds that Chalipin does not work by things that go back. So he says, first of all, by Schirus and Sha'ela. So can you, there's a din that you need to make a kinyan when I'm renting you something, or I need, or I'm lending you something in order for me not to be able to back out. So you need to make a kinyan. Where matana menaslahavzer, all those things that kinyan chalipin doesn't work. That's Taisa's Ashita. The Pais can take this into account when they do mechiras chametz. So further, there's another din by mechiras chametz also, because it says zaisalfana be Yisrael. So there's a shaila where the chalipin works by a guy also bechalal. Right, it's only Zaislefan and Biyasal, but by the Mechiras Chametz, so it's going back, or there's a tzad that's going back, or it's only a rental of the Mekaymis, and therefore there's a Shaila whether you could do Chalipin. So the Paisim, they do all sorts of Kinyan. They do like four different Kinyanim when they do Mechiras Chametz with the guy. Right? One of them is a Kinyan Chalipin, but they do a Kinyan Chatzah, they do a Kinyan Kesa, they do all different Kinyanim. But there's a Shaila whether Chalipin works. So Zakti Malbim like this, he makes a Cheshbon. That over here, the field, it was Zman of Yovel. That's why I was looking up when the next Yovel was. But it was Zman of Yovel. So it was going to go back to Naomi, he says. It was going to go back to Naomi later. So Memela, or yeah, I think he says Naomi. Go back. We'll talk about who's going to go back to. But not sure. He doesn't say who it's going to go back to. We'll talk about who it's going to go back to in a minute. So we go back. So Memela, Kenyan Chalipin shouldn't work. But Kenyan Chalipin should certainly go back to the Gael. Right? We'll talk in a second. So the Kenyan Chalipin is going to go back. Memela, Kenyan Chalipin shouldn't work over here. So he says, that's the pshat, it was like this. He says there's two words, zeis milifanim or lifanim. Milifanim means that they did this from before, and they keep doing it. It's from before, it's still naik. Lifanim b'Yisrael means it was used to be this way, but it's no longer that way. It's not milifanim, sounds like from then sounds like it keeps going. Lifanim just means it used to be. So he said, the Gemara says that, we're not getting into the sugya, but the Gemara says during the first Yovel, when the fields hadn't gone back yet, so people viewed it as a permanent Kenyan. That's why it wasn't viewed as a Kenyan pay race. I ain't shum the sugya in the beginning. But the second, for now already, Yovel was naik. So Memela, they were no longer naik with a Kenyan Chalipin. Because they couldn't be naik with a Kenyan Chalipin because it was going to go back. That's why he's only Zeis Lefanim B'Yisrael. So while they're in Naik, he brings something called the Kinyan. The Medrash says it was something called the Kinyan Tzatza, which basically they would bring in order to establish things. They would bring a big barrel of wheat and they would toss it around. There's something called the Kinyan Tzatza. So, but they didn't used to do this over here. The problem over here with doing a Kinyan Tzatza is the Gemara brings in Ksubis that they did a Tzatza by a chuppah when the person was marrying a pasul. So here they couldn't do a tzatza because the whole point was Bayez was trying to be mefarsim that the din of amayni avalei amaynis mayavi avalei mayavis and she's muteris. So memela they had to do a kinyan chalipin. The only eitzah was to do a kinyan chalipin. They couldn't do zayis lefanim b'Yisrael. They used to do a kinyan chalipin. Here we have to do a kinyan chalipin. That's the Malbim's cheshbon over. Right? Okay. Gishmak cheshbon. Lamaisa. So now we have to think, though, who would the field have gone back to by Yoiv? Right? We're talking Mizman Ayoiv. So who were the Yarshim of this field? So we said that there were four brothers, right? There was Salmai, right? There was Elimelech, there's the Goyel, and the father of Naomi. Okay? So now Elimelech dies. So really, his Yerusha goes to Machlon and Kilion, his sons. Nachlan and Kilion are no longer alive, they're dead, and they don't have children. So now it's going to go, the Yerusha goes back to the uncles. Right? It goes to the grandfather, right? If Salmon had been alive, it's fine, but he's not alive. So now it's going to go to I'm sorry, it's going to go to Nachshon, right? And it's going to go back. But now it's going to go to the four brothers, right? To the four brothers. Elimelech is dead, so it's going to go to Salmon, right? It's going to go to, who's no longer alive, it seems. Bias is alive, but his father Salmon is no longer alive. It's going to go to the Gael, and it's going to go to the father of Nami. So by Yovel, we go back to those three. So we asked Bechlau, why does Nami have this field? So Nami has this field now, Pashas, because of the Ksuba. And that's why Rus, you're being kind of the field from Nami and Rus, because Nami and Rus get their Ksuba. So now, if they're going to get, let's say nothing would happen, right? Would come Yovel, so Nami would be, let's assume they're no brothers. We don't know if they are brothers. If they are brothers of Nami, so they're somehow they're not in the story over here as being the closest Gael. Right, they should be at least equal to Boaz if she has brothers, and if there's her father's alive, then it should go to him. He should be an equal Gael with the Gael over here. So let's assume there are no brothers. I don't know, but let's assume there are no brothers. So assuming there are no brothers, so now the field would go back on Yovel. It would go to Naomi, to the Gael, and to Boaz. Right, those are the three people we go to Elimelech's field. We should go to those three. You know, as it goes to the three brothers, are not. Salmon is no longer alive, and let's assume Naomi's father is no longer alive. So therefore, we'll go to those three brothers, and that's what would happen by Yovel. So it's going to go back to Naomi by Yovel. Right? That's what would happen as a result of this story. So she has the field now out to Ksuba. Maybe she has a third of the field out to Yerusha also. Right? So, but and she's selling it to Boaz or the Gael because she needs money, she needs cash. But comes Yovel, is going to come a third of the field is going to come back to her, and a third of the field is going to go to the Gael over here. It's going to go back to him because he's the Yairish of Elimelech, and a third would stay by Boaz now that he's doing the Geula because he's Yairish's father Salmai, not because he's buying it now. So the Shiloh will be, in other words, whether this type of thing, this problem with the Kinyan Chalipin is going to be a problem when some of the Kinyan is staying by you. If you say that it does, you can answer a different Kasha, because the Ksais really asks a Kasha on the Taisus that says when it goes back, the din is that Chalipin doesn't work. So yes, that it's going to go back to the Gael, the Ksais. So, and I forget the simon. But the Ksais says that it's going to go back to the Gael. But it's only half of it's going to go back to the Gael, or a third is going to go back to the Gael. The rest is going to go back to Boaz and Naomi. So if some of it is going to, so the Kinyan is working, at least B'mikzas. Once it's working B'mikzas, it should work on the rest also. At the very least, as a, not a Kenyan, I'm talking about Karka over here, but I could be, once I do a Kenyan on part of Karka, it works on the rest. So I'm not sure, we have to be Mayan in that size, whether the Kasha is going to be a Kasha. But that was the Chayra and the Cheshbainis over here, of who the Yarshim, the real Yarshim are. There's a buying of the Ksuba here, what Nami has it for the Ksuba. But ultimately, Sama is going to stay by Bayaz, because he's the Yairish of Elimelech. Okay, well, Isa. So that's the Kinyan Chalit. Vayomer Hagoyel, Vayas Kineiloch, Vayishloif Naaloi. So the Goyel said to Boaz, make the Kinyan, and he took off his shoe. Again, who's the he? Who's his shoe? Is the Machlokes whether it's Boaz's shoe or the Goyel shoe? What? The Targum Taishas is Boaz. Yeah, I did notice that. Right, Targum Taishas is Boaz. He's learning Kelo Shalkaina. Right, which is how we paskin, but yeah. So Boaz said to the Skanim, remember he was there by the Shar in order to announce this din of Mayavi v'lay Mayavis, or for the Birchas Chasanim. We mentioned Duk Shatim from the Gemara and Ksubas. So now he says to all the skeinim, and all the people that were there, you're all edim hayoyim. Ki ekanisi eiskal asher le'alimelech, that I was kind to everything for Elimelech, eiskal asher le'chilyon u'machloin, and whatever kilyon u'machloin had, miyad Naomi from Naomi. Interesting, here he doesn't mention Rus, before he mentioned Miyam Kinaischa Sadam Yadna Ami Meis Rusa Amiya Avia Aishas Ameis Kanisi, right? That was in Pasuk Hey. Here he's saying he's kaina only from Nami. I'm not sure why. Let's see around that. But I was kaina everything that's Fali Melech. We'll see. Rusi mentioned the next pasuk, but for the wife, and everything that Kilyain and Machlein had. Here we're switching the order, right? Before it was Machlein and Kilyain. Here's Kilyain and Machlein. Yeah, I'm not sure what. We'll say that why it says that. Okay, but Lamaisa, what's the usually for Edom? You need how many Edom? You need two. So why is he saying Laskenim v'chala am Edom? Right? Why do you need Skenim and Kala am to be Edom? Just need two people to be Edom. So I think here because the Edus here is not regular Edus. It's either that I'm trying to be Mefarsim the Din of Mayavi v'le Mayavis. So I want everybody, right? The whole point is the piercing. So here, the Eidos is not, you're going to be made in Bezdin, or you're going to be Mechayiv somebody, Mammon, or it's a Kenyan, it's the Dabar Shabar, the Eidos of the Kedushin. But it's a piercing. Same thing if it's Mechas Chasanim, right? You're not Eidos on the marriage, you're not Eidim Kedushin, but Lamaisa, you're all Eidim on the piercing of the Kedushin. That's the Inyan of having a Minyan. So therefore, I'm not of the Kedushin, of the Nesu'in. So that's the you're all eight. Kikanisi as Kalashel Elimelech, Vais Kalashel Kilyan, Umachlim, Yad Nami, that I got everything. Begam Esrus Amayavio, Eishes Machlo, Inkanisi Lilisha, Leokim Shema Meis, Anachlo, So, Ivelo Yikare, Shema Meis, Meyemechov, Mishar, Mikaimoi, and also Rus HaMayavia. So here there's Adgasha. We understand why the Adgasha, that she's a Mayavia. That's the whole point. He's coming to be in Farsa Mayavi v'le Mayavis, right? So he's going to do that. Eishes Machloin, the wife of Machloin, Kanisi Lili Isha. Now this is when we talked back in the beginning, the Shaila of whether Rus had been Gayeris before or not. This is the biggest raya that she was, right? We mentioned that there, but If the Torah is calling her Eishes Machlein, how could she not have been Jewish? L'maisa Rashi seems to learn throughout that she was not Jewish. Again, we don't have a good yeshiva and all the theorists, but L'maisa, either this inyan of L'maisa, they were together, and therefore there is an inyan of Yibum. But I was kaina Rus HaMayavia, the wife of Machlein, and also that we pointed out there, it never said in the beginning in Perek Aleph, who married who. Whether Arpa married Machlein or Kilyan, or Rus married Machlein and Kilyan. Here, it's before in the Pasuk, that Rus was Eishes Machlein. I was kind of for an Isha. Lahakim Shema Meis Anachlasai, to establish the Shema Meis by his Nachla, which Rashi says, like he said before, that since I'm being kind of the field, and I'm marrying her, so she's going to be going in and out of the field, and Mamela, it'll be Mazkir, the shame of Machlein on the Nachla. And the shame of the mace will not be cut off from his brothers and Mishar Mikaimai, and from I guess the place, the shame of the place. Eidim Atem Ayyim, you're all Eidim on this today. So again, this pasuk works like either Pshat and Ksubas, not surprisingly, but I'm saying either it's on the Heter, right, Mayavi Vilay Mayavis, or it's on the Nesu'in itself, right, Eidim Atem Ayyim. But either way, either way they're being made on the marriage, right? It's just on the which is the chiddush of the situation. So all the people that were by the Shar, by the Bezdin, and the Skenim said Edim, were all Edim. They had to announce were Edim. Not sure what the Pshat in that is. If it's a Pirsum on the Halacha, I understand it better. Right? And they're saying we're maskim to the Din, right? We're being makabel that's the Din. If it's Birchas Chasanim, I'm not sure why they have to say we're Edim. Right? Maybe like everybody by the Chuppah gets over there, at least a minion by the Chuppah gets up and they say, Aiden, right? It could be there was no takana yet of how to answer Ame. Right? The brachas were not mesukin yet. So memele was no takana of what to do. So the inyan they had to say, right? And those brachas were not mesukin until later, until Anshin Yasagdela. So, but the brachas chasanim means you have to say the inyan of chasanim. Just like Avada before, they were mesakin the bracha of Bayer Priya Eitz. When you took an apple, you said, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, for the apple. The elements of a bracha existed. So here they said Eidim. Instead of saying Amen, they said Eidim. Right? That was their Amen to the Birchas Chasanim. Total speculation. I have no idea if this is even a pshat that's nitin layomer, but ula. But they had to say something. They had to respond. Yitein Hashem esa isha bo'el beisecha. You know, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this.